Welcome to Sport Faith Life with Brian Bolt and Chad Carlson, two guys who came together for one common purpose, to think deeply about sport and faith. They are sports scholars, they're coaches, and they're competitive athletes, or at least they were. And together, they've created Sport Faith Life, a conversation that meets at the intersection of sport and faith.
Well, we are so excited to have Elizabeth Bounds and Cindy White with us today as co-directors of the Flex event on the front end of the 4th Global Congress for Sport and Christianity. That event will be Thursday, July 31. We're so excited about that and the work that these two have done bringing it together. And so we're here today to have a little bit of a conversation about that, to drum up continued enthusiasm, excitement for this event and what that day holds. Elizabeth, why don't you start by sharing just a little bit about kind of the history of what's got us to here. So a little bit about history, gaps related to sport, academia, culture, and gender.
Of course. Well, Brian and Chad, thank you for having us. Super excited to be with you both and be talking about Flex. So Cindy and I are really grateful to be able to say that we are at a point in history where women have never had more opportunities in sport, have never been leading more in sport than we currently are. There are a lot of ways that, as many of us know, women have been systematically excluded from both participation in sport and leadership in sport over the past decades. But within the past 50 years with Title IX, there's been marked increases globally and here in the States. If I'm remembering correctly too, I think the past Paris Olympics, one of the big boasting like advertisements about the Paris Olympics was the first time ever that the Olympics has had gender equality, which is really exciting. All that being said, there are definitely still a lot of gaps within female both involvement and leadership. From the international standpoint, FIFA didn't have a woman in an executive position for 100 years. And they just got their first less than a decade ago. And then here in the States at the NCAA level, you have head coaches that are females. Only, I believe, 22 to 26% of head coaches across divisions are females. And the NCAA level, only 25% are ADs. So we still have these gaps within sports. And that has really influenced how sports ministries have also approached serving and ministering to athletes and sports people over the past couple of years as well.
So, Elizabeth, that's a terrific primer to get us going and thinking about just how things have gone and gives us a little bit of an optimistic look, because it feels as if trends are moving at least in a positive direction in terms of equality for women. Cindy, you have worn a lot of hats across your career. Certainly one of them has been sports ministry. And I wonder if you could talk specifically about what you've seen maybe over time in sports ministry that will help us understand the context of what Elizabeth started there.
Great. Thank you, Chad and Brian, and we are privileged to be on this with you, and thank you for celebrating the role of women. So thank you. I was at Alabama in the early 80s, and I just came from a conference in Wisconsin, and many of the young women did not know a few things. They did not know. We've come a long way, so thank you, Elizabeth. They didn't know first that when I was there, there were still cross burnings in our dorm yard. So that may be shocking, but it's not really that long ago. And second, I've been on staff with Athletes in Action for 42 years. And yes, have worn a lot of hats and coached at the collegiate level. They were shocked to learn that when I came on staff, they said there was no role for women on campus. And they couldn't believe that. And at that moment, that's where God wanted me to go in leadership. And I graciously, I hope, and firmly said, well, that's about to change. We cannot have it like this. And Elizabeth, you mentioned about opportunity. I would even go one step farther and say necessity, that women in leadership, whether it is in the sports culture or sports ministry or academics, are the ballast to the ship to bring stability and safety. And we're talking in a male-dominated culture, particularly in the South with sports and sports ministry. So the perception and social norms are deeply entrenched. However, I want to say we're making great progress. And when I was in the room just 2 days ago, hundreds, if not thousands, of women in the room who have been influenced and influencing others with parachurch ministries and sports ministry around the world. So, yay, that was so exciting. And it was just announced that we have our first VP of campus ministry who is a woman. So we're making great progress, and I'm excited the direction that it's going.
And the hope is that this event would help continue progress in that direction, right? Elizabeth, tell us about the purpose of this Flux event.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, so Cindy and I, having been involved with the Global Congress on Sport and Christianity over the past decade plus, have just loved this international faith and sport community and feel so grateful to be a part of it. And one thing that we love about this community is the commitment to both scholarship and practice. And I think that just one thing Cindy and I have noticed over the past couple of years is that this kind of Global Congress conference setting may not be fully tapping into all of the women who are probably mostly doing a lot of the applied work within sport and sport ministry. And we just noticed a disconnect between the women that we know are leading in lots of different sport spaces, whether in administration, coaching, faculty, and scholarship, and ministry. We know those women are doing amazing work, and we weren't necessarily seeing them at the Global Congress. And so we thought, let's create an intentional space to bring these women together who are leading and doing amazing work at this intersection of faith and sport. And let's try to create this intentional community where we can encourage one another and share equipment and resources. And then in a sort of twofold way, let's have these voices at the Global Congress that we love and have benefited so much from over the past decade plus, and want the women that we know who are doing amazing work to also share about that incredible work at the Global Congress. So that was a little bit just the impetus and the purpose of Flex.
You know, we have both of you, Elizabeth and Cindy, to thank, along with a couple others, for stepping in and just seizing this. This is fantastic. Like, I'm really excited about this event. The way you talked about the purpose of it flows really nicely from what we had hoped to accomplish in all of our global congresses. And yet, as you point out, gaps happen, right? And what a great opportunity here to just draw people together, encourage them in what feels like a pretty comfortable space, and blend the Flex event with the Global Congress. We're really excited about that. I really want to go. I'm not welcome. I'm just kidding. But it would be exciting for me to hear, like, what's going to happen, and others too. What's going to happen at this event?
Well, we are excited and in for a treat, I believe. We surveyed many women. We didn't want to operate out of a vacuum as if to assume what the women want and need. So the primary idea of connecting, networking, encouraging, and not have it just talking at, but engaging with. And so we're going to have two plenary speakers and a panel and table workshops so that we can really engage with one another, and mixing the demographics and the academics and practitioners. So we're opening with Andi Kolber, and I've gotten to know her, a licensed therapist, former basketball, college basketball player and mother. So she certainly understands the challenges of being a mom and leading well, and sits in spaces with athletes and coaches who want to figure this out. She's talking about self-care. And her premise is you can't really help other people be whole if you're not whole yourself. So taking care of yourself, loving God, neighbor, as self. So she's going to unpack that for us. And I wish we had her for days, but we can't. And also, Nikki Moore is also athletic director at Cornell. She was a Big 12 champion at Missouri. And she really brings a very robust, holistic view of leadership. And she really offers a place where there's competence and character and accountability. She's value-driven, and she believes that all of those can happen. And having a woman there, and she's wise enough to have many men also to speak into this, but she wants to foster a culture of love and excellence and accountability. And to do that at the highest level, to build people and cultures so sport is better and our world is better. So I am very much looking forward to how Nikki is going to hear, receive, and offer insight into the challenges we all face. And in between those two speakers, we have a panel, a mixture of women who are academics, who are mothers, who are practitioners, and it's going to be just more quick insight on and having the audience participate so that we can get some good insight. So you can see we have a full day from 9 to 4, and then the conference starts at 6. So we're going to get after it. I believe we'll have a lot of fun, and I think the women will walk away deeply encouraged. I've talked to several who said, I don't know women in this space who are doing it. So we invite you, if you're not a part yet, please feel free. We still have space, and we would love to have you join us. So thanks so much.
Yeah, we are just days away now. I mean, we'd like to say that we're months away, but we're not. We're getting really close. If you want to give people a little bit more direct information about how to get connected to this Flex event, Elizabeth or Cindy, what's the best way for them to make a late decision and join in?
Well, absolutely. There is a place for both information and registration under the Faith and Sports Institute and Global Congress on Sport and Christianity website. And so you'll see the Flex pre-conference is just a tab right underneath the main Congress as a place to see more about the schedule, more about our keynote speakers, and a place to register if you have not yet.
Thank you to both of you for this, I know brief, but really interesting and exciting introduction to this Flex event that precedes the 4th Global Congress on Sport and Christianity coming up here at the end of July in early August in Waco, Texas at Baylor University Truett Seminary. So we're really excited. A lot of old friends will meet, but there'll be a lot of new people there as well, which will be fantastic. Really excited to see both of you there. And until then, we thank you so much for coming on Sport Baited Life.
Thanks for having us, Brian and Chad.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sport Faith Life podcast, a conversation at the intersection of sport and faith. Read the corresponding blog post and learn more about us at sportfaithlife.com. Listen to more of our podcasts on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and follow us on social media to stay up to date with everything sport, faith, life.